23 minutes to 9 on Radio Veritas. Thank you for joining us. If you've just joined us, I noticed that some people are taking tickets in the draw or in our competition, and they're saying, please send us the banking details. Please, all you have to do is send an SMS to 41809. Type in the word Fatima, send it. Somebody will phone you back and say, thank you for sending us an SMS. These are the banking details. So it's as simple as that. All you need to do is send an SMS to 41809 with the word Fatima, and you can put your name there, and somebody will get back to you with all the banking details. We like to be personal in that sense. And let's hope and see that we get a few more people entering our competition today. And remember, the prize is about 60,000 Rand, two people going free of charge to the pilgrimage in Fatima and Spain in October. Right, now it's time for me to speak to Angie Farrenkoten. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Father.
How are you?
Michael.
It's been a long time since I've spoken to you.
Yes, it is. I think it was last year sometime.
That's right, indeed. And so you are the author in South Africa of Rachel's Vineyard. And we thought, let's talk to you about what's happened about your past weekends and what's going to happen. Do you have any new weekends planned? And What is Rachel's Vineyard?
Okay. Well, our next retreat is going to be happening at the end of October of this year, Father, the last weekend in October. It will be our fourth retreat, and Rachel's Vineyard Retreat is a retreat offered for women and for men who are suffering from the effects of abortion. And it can affect, not everybody, but for myself, it happened to me when I was 22, and I saw during my life that I was suffering from the shame and the guilt and the numbness. So it affects people with depression very often, shame, as I said, and guilt, anxiety, alcohol and drug abuse, eating disorders, relationship problems. It's very often a big secret, Father, for many of us. And many people, it can take 30 years or so for them to speak about what has happened to them.
Yeah.
Some people have a history of sexual abuse and are already in pain. So our retreat allows people to feel their pain and their tears instead of taking pills for this kind of thing.
Right.
Would you like me to explain what happens on the retreat,
yes,
Father?
Yes, please, please. I think our people would be very interested.
Okay. the people would come on we'd usually take about 7 people, Father, and it starts on a Friday evening, and then it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And the retreat is scripture-based. And it's a safe and effective way for us to, you know, to recover. With the scripture, as I said, the whole weekend is rooted in Jesus. So each of the scripture passages that are read and meditated on demonstrate God's unconditional love for us, His mercy and forgiveness.
Mm.
One of the exercises. It's a very powerful part, each living scripture. And so one of the exercises is the story of blind Bartimaeus. We read it and we meditate on it. Then the priest will come to each of us and repeat Jesus' words. What do you want me to do for you?
Right.
We are given the grace to open our hearts and speak truthfully. You know, it's hard work, but it's very emotional, but it's wonderful to see how God works with the women. It is an amazing experience, Father.
Fantastic. Now, you say the women, but you do have men as well sometimes?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, but why men? And men are affected, you know, too. Maybe they supported and paid for the abortion, or maybe bullied their partner into having an abortion, or that maybe their partner had the abortion against their will. And we've had, you don't think it's going to work, but it does. And then sometimes we have like parents of the mother that has had the abortion, or the siblings. You know, it can affect a whole family. You know.
Yeah.
It isn't. It's amazing, but it's God. It's nothing to do with any. It's not to do with me or anyone. It's Jesus. You see them coming, terrified and
embarrassed and ashamed, and you see them leaving whole and healed.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. And and who actually gives the weekend retreat? Is it you with a priest?
It's me. I'm the facilitator, and we have a priest, and we have two on our team, one of whom is Poppy, and the other is Colleen. So
right.
there's three of us, well, and our priest, as
right.
I said.
Okay.
And it's in a, we have it at a destination that we don't speak about until we know the people are coming. We keep it all very discreet.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. And do you always get, you know, seven people, or do you sometimes have yes. less or more?
Well, we try not to have more than seven
right.
because then you have to split up the group. Because at one time on the Saturday, we tell our stories, and then you know, it's very time consuming, and it doesn't work in a big group. We have had less, yes, we have had less, and we've had people from all over South Africa, but it is a very difficult a subject to talk about,
absolutely.
And so it's very hard to advertise this. This retreat very, very, very difficult.
Right. Yes. And is it held in different parts of the country, or is it always in one part of the country?
Well, at the moment, it's only been here in Cape Town, Father.
All right. Okay.
We are hoping to extend and go to Johannesburg and to Durban.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had calls from all over. I mean, we have had people coming from Zimbabwe, and we've had an inquiry from Zambia. So they're It could be all over South Africa, but
okay.
it's pretty difficult to set up, I have to say.
And is it an expensive weekend?
It's not too expensive, Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's what we do if people really can't afford it, as our bishop has been absolutely amazing and very, very encouraging of this retreat.
Mm-hmm.
We find ways around it. Anybody that wants to come on, we will make sure that they come on.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you really try to accommodate people.
Yes.
And I
yes,
think that's important
do,
because it is such a personal thing, and it's embarrassing for lots of people and so on.
Yeah, it is.
And there's
yeah,
so is. Many people. I mean, the abortions happen, millions are happening all the time. And,
yes.
this is one way of actually reaching out to these people.
Yes.
And we really are just touching the tip of an iceberg, aren't we?
We are indeed. We yes. are indeed, yes. And, yeah, it's huge. And, as I said, it doesn't affect everyone.
Yeah.
But what I see myself, I mean, I'm getting on now, but, I mean, this happened to me when I was in my
20s. Yeah.
And, it comes back.
Comes back.
It's there. And, you know, I went so many times to confession, and, you know, I always felt that I wasn't, that I couldn't forgive myself, and I did not feel the love of God.
Right, yeah.
And now I do, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, that's so central to our Christian faith. This is what Jesus did. He was somebody who was able to reach out to those marginalized people, and these are the people who have had abortions, for example, and others, and Jesus would reassure them of the kingdom of God, God's reign, and also of God's incredible love and mercy, compassion and forgiveness. And that is what the good news was for the people that Jesus reached out to. And I think what you're doing is exactly that, reaching out to people, reassuring them that God has good news for you.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I wish that you could maybe witness it one day yourself, because any priest that has been with us will tell you that it is absolutely wonderful, and God works in
must
the most
be,
amazing ways.
Must be very, very powerful, very powerful.
It is powerful, yes.
When did you come across Rachel's Vineyard?
Well, Father, I went to a priest about 3 years ago saying that I just could not get close to God.
Mm.
And he said, you know, maybe I need to look more further into finding some kind of help for having an abortion. So I found that it was running in Ireland and in England. So I went to England on the retreat, thinking like so many of us when we go, oh, I don't really need to be doing this, I'm fine, I've got over it. But on the retreat, you meet other women and men all feeling the same as yourself. And I just, it was just a light bulb going on in my head that I am loved. And then I decided when I came back here that it would be so wonderful for other women to feel the same way. Mm-hmm. So that's how it happened. And then I went to the bishop.
But do you think when women have an abortion, do you think they all go through the same experience and feel this kind of rejection and whatever it is they're experiencing, but not facing it?
Well, a lot of women that I've spoken to have said to me, "Oh well, I didn't feel the same way." Look, I don't think it affects everybody in the same way, but. I think maybe if anyone was really, really honest, they would say yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, it's something that no one talks about, Father. Right. You know, it's not something you'll sit around the table talking about. No one talks about this.
Exactly, yes. What about the success of the weekend? Do you find that everybody stays to the end, or do some people leave because they can't take it?
The people are very carefully screened when we interview them to come onto the retreat. That is a very important part.
Right.
That, you know, if they're on medication or something like that, then we have to have a letter from their psychologist or a psychiatrist to say they are able to attend. It is grueling. We have not had anybody leave ever. In fact, my husband picks people up and brings them, and he often says that he can't believe the difference. You know, when he picks them up, they're terrified and very, very kind of embarrassed and ashamed, and when they leave, they're full of joy.
That's wonderful. That wonderful. And is it available only to Catholics, or can anybody?
No, it's a good thing you brought that up, Father. It's not only available to Catholics. It's open to everyone, but they would have to know that it is scripture-based.
Right, okay.
And, I haven't, but I know that people in England and all over have had all different people come on.
Mm.
Muslims, atheists, in fact, and have all left knowing that they are loved by God.
Well, that's wonderful. What a great, great ministry you're doing there, Angie. Really.
I don't know sometimes.
Absolutely. No, I'm sure there must be times when you sort of throw your arms in the air and say, oh, my, is it really all worthwhile? But you know deep down inside yourself,
it is
worthwhile.
I know. At the end, I always think I'm so grateful to be able to be used by God in this ministry, yes.
Are you able to maintain contact with some of these people?
We have, very often we have like a we always have a reunion a month afterwards.
Okay.
But, you know, just to see how everybody's doing.
Right.
And very often we'll find the group set up a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
And they keep in contact with one another. I don't very often because my role is over.
Right.
But as a group, they have bonded very often. The women bond, you see.
Yeah.
And, you know, they become so close and we've just seen that happen, they keep in contact with one another and support one another.
Tell me, Angie, did you find that some of the ladies who come on this weekend, have they had one, two or more abortions? Or is it usually just one?
Yes. No.
Multiple.
It's many, many times it's multiple abortions, but that is part of the syndrome that once you've had one, you're so numb to it that you probably could go on and have lots more.
Okay.
It is something. The person that started this whole thing is a psychologist, and she saw that in her practice that the women were coming, and she just basically couldn't help them in normal sort of talk therapy, so to speak. And so on this retreat, it's more visual and audible, so it somehow reaches into your soul somehow or other.
Mm. Well, I'm very happy to unpack this or to crack this egg and scramble it here on Radio Veritas because, I mean, this is the good news.
You're doing
for a change.
A very good job.
I think, you know, that's what I love about Radio Veritas is that we can deal with sensitive issues like this. And these are real issues which people out there are experiencing and suffering and so on. And that's why I think Radio Veritas does have a role to play, a very important role. And I'm so glad
that
you've come on board and just shared with us about Rachel's vineyard.
Thank you. It's so hard to actually get it out there to show that we are here and we can help.
Absolutely.
There is help.
Absolutely, yes. All right, look, anything more you'd like to share with us before we give your phone number or something like that people can contact you?
I think there's only one thing I would like to say is that this retreat does change lives.
Mm.
And a woman who has been healed by past abortions or abortion is a mighty weapon in the hands of God because we are so fired up after we've been on this that it won't stop any of us saying what you know how wonderful God is.
Mm-hmm. And it's really only for women who have had an abortion, not for people who haven't had abortions.
Well, we have had in fact on our last retreat a woman who had lost her child.
Okay.
And had so she came on knowing full well that other women had had abortions.
Yes.
And it really worked for her.
Right.
Because she said she saw her son's face and she'd never ever seen that before.
Okay.
And at the end it's just such a beautiful retreat, Father.
Right. Okay.
And our children become alive to us. So her child became alive to her.
Mm.
So yes, we have had that. We have had people come on who've had miscarriages. But then, you know, it brings in a gift. Sometimes it wouldn't be appropriate because they would have to know that they had lost their child.
Right.
Through no fault of their own, so to speak. So sometimes it doesn't. We have to work that one out. Mm. But we have had that happen,
okay.
Yes.
All right. If anybody wanted to call us now and speak to Angie, you're very welcome to do. We've got a couple of minutes, not much time. 011-452-7115. You might have a question you'd like to put to Angie. She'd love to speak to you. Well, Angie, listen, I'm delighted that we were able to share with you again about Rachel's Vineyard. And the next one you say is taking place in October.
Yes, the last weekend in October. But I have got a number that anyone could phone me at any time.
Right.
It takes a lot of courage to pick up that phone, I can tell you. And a lot of courage. And I think everyone must know that it's a very discreet weekend.
Yeah.
And that, you know, a lot of women think, oh, I might know somebody or, you know, how am I going to manage?
Yeah.
Confidentiality is a big thing.
Yes.
And what goes on in that room with us stays in the room.
Right.
And if we see one another on the street, unless we discussed otherwise, we will just walk on by.
Okay.
So discretion is very, very, very important.
Very important,
but I'm here to talk to anyone at any time, Father.
Well, Angie, you're such a loving, warm person. I would love to talk to you at any time of the day or night. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Well, give us the number that people could phone.
It's 082-852-1284.
There you go. There's the secret number. 082-852-1284. And the name is Angie. Use phone. Angie should love to hear from you. And please, if you are listening and you're thinking of giving her a call, you've heard Angie. She's such a wonderful, warm, loving person. She would really like to speak to you. And I don't care whether you've had one or more abortions, give her a call and say, Angie, I'm desperate. I really need help. And she will welcome you with open arms. Angie, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Father, so much for giving me the opportunity. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. That's Angie Farron-Coton. And her number again is 082-852-1284. If you've had an abortion or you know somebody who has had an abortion and is suffering because of that, guilt, regret, all sorts of things, give her a call and just say, listen, I heard you and I'd like to make some inquiries. When is it? End of October down in Cape Town? And you speak to her. She'll be so, so helpful. A lovely, lovely person. Angie, 082-852-1284.